Absolutely. A friend of mine who owns a gun store, he turned me on. He has horseradish plants everywhere. He said, you got to be careful with this stuff because once you plant it, it just goes everywhere. And sure as hell, he was right. He gave me like 5 plants, and I put them in the hedgerow behind the house. And I can't even tell you, there must be 12,000 plants on a yearly basis. So I go dig them up and try and destroy some of them, but it doesn't always work. We have horseradish. I grind it up. My dad used to eat it, just take it up, peel it, and eat it raw. And I can't quite do that. I can handle it, but it's one bite and I'm done. My dad would just gnaw on that stuff, and it's like, good God Almighty, Dad, I think that's what killed him was horseradish, ate a hole in his stomach or something. But it's pretty funny, actually. We kind of like the same tolerances for that stuff, and I'm not a real spicy hot eater, but I do like a little spice once in a while. I made homemade pork sausage the other day. I buy it raw at the Kroger store, and then I put my own fixings and mix it up. And oh my God, it's quite a thing. I've got it a little too hot more than once, and a little too spicy, but it's good. I got to learn to back off. So, sometimes a spoonful goes a long way. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, I know exactly what you mean. You got to add a little bit at a time because you can always put more in, but you can't take it back out. But no, have you guys ever tried canning your green tomatoes at the end of the season?
Yeah, I think Kathy did one time. She said, "Yep, that sounds like fun." And we used to do tomatoes and corn and mild yellow peppers, and it just got too much for us. Once you get up in age, you'll find that it's just not so much fun no more. But in fact, I think we still got stuff in the dungeon, I call it, in the basement where I am, in the back room where it's nice and cool and dark. We got stuff still from 99, I believe, 2000. And it's still fantastic. We popped one up the other day, and they're fine. They're just fine. In fact, they still got crunch to them.
Oh, yeah. My Aunt Helen years ago taught me about canned green tomatoes. And she goes, I can't believe you've never canned green tomatoes. And so I've been doing it ever since, and they're delicious. We got an air fryer a couple of years ago, and you pop them in that air fryer with a breadcrumb type coating, and get them nice and crispy, and oh my goodness, they're so delicious. Yeah, I'm getting to the point where canning is not as joyful as it used to be, but still do it. Still put up a lot of our own food, but our garden works to make the best early this year because we've got enough, and I want to go play. We were just up north, as a matter of fact, got home yesterday, and I just want to do more of that. It was beautiful up there. The highest we got was like 71 degrees we were at, and we went across the bridge from the UP and picked up a bunch of sand and got it all. Refreshed, I can come home and get the things done, but I need to get done with a better frame of mind, if you know what I mean. Go